Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We're back! We had a day off yesterday, which always throws me off, but at least we had that Filthy Tom show. That was weird. At least we had that Filthy Tom show that, you know, got me thinking, hey, it's Monday. Raw was last night. But we got news to get into here today. And a lot of it actually will probably have to do with this past weekend, because NXT is tonight, and it is the fallout for the Vengeance Day show, which was a pretty newsworthy show in terms of who won and lost. And we've also got Dynamite coming up on Wednesday, which is the fallout show from the Australia Collision Grand Slam. Some people got mad that we called it Collision, but I hate to break it to you. It was a collision. It was a great one. We've had four, I would say we've had four excellent AEW shows in a row. Last Wednesday's Dynamite was kind of like on the edge of being like really good, because there were a lot of things on the show that I questioned. But I would say two straight weeks, Dynamite and Collision have been good to great. So that's good. And we'll talk about all of that. Plus, we get to open up the show today with one of my favorite things to discuss. A story where everyone's expecting me to get mad, but I ain't going to get mad. Sorry to let everybody down. We'll talk about Raw, Seth Rollins, the lineup for the upcoming Elimination Chamber, some notes from all the shows this weekend, lineups, and plenty more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So apparently you can watch this LFG show on the A&E app. Can you do that if you don't have A&E?
Yes.
Because I got these streaming services. None of them have A&E.
Well, look, I want to watch it. I saw a little of it on the A&E.com, just their website. You got to go through commercials and all that sort of thing. They'll have those during it, but they did have it up there, at least this first episode. So,
yeah, apparently everyone on the show is under an NXT contract, but the story is they're fighting for an NXT contract.
Well,
that's wacky.
You got to rebuild Chase U somehow.
Now, listen, this is one of those stories everyone's expecting me to be mad. Someone on Twitter even said, oh, man, Brian's going to blow his stack.
Oh, boy.
But no, if you know what Tim Flowers used to say? I can't say it here on the air. But some of you guys just don't get it. So listen, WWE is ramping up its ID program with the introduction of two new title belts. Triple H sent out a social media post on Tuesday announcing that men's and women's championships have been created for the ID program. It's a system where WWE partners with independent wrestlers and training schools. Indie wrestlers who sign ID deals receive financial support, mentorship, access to training facilities. They're going to be doing tournaments with the top independent wrestling promotions, and then the belts will be defended on the indies. So everybody thinks they'll be mad about too many belts, but let me try to explain this for like the 5,000th time, okay? This is not simply a numbers issue. Like, some people will go, well, let me count how many belts AEW has. Let me count how many belts WWE has. It's not about counting belts, okay? The issue is how many of these belts do I see on television every week, okay? That's the issue. The reason it was brought up with AEW many times was because AEW had their main roster belts. They had their Ring of Honor belts. And if you were a champion in another promotion around the world, you would bring that belt to television. And so sometimes you would watch the show, and like in virtually every single segment, there were just belts everywhere. Oh, this guy's got this AEW title. This guy's got this ROH title. This guy's from Mexico. He's bringing a CMLL title. This guy's bringing it. It was like there's just belts everywhere, okay? Now, in WWE, if you just count them, yes, there's a lot of belts. However, You virtually never see an NXT belt on Raw or SmackDown. You virtually never see a main roster belt on NXT. Has anyone ever seen the speed belt on any of the main shows? Does anyone here even know who the speed champions are? You don't, okay? So in that case, it's not a big deal if the promotion itself has a bunch of different belts if there's only X number of belts on each show. When I watch NXT, I'm not going to see a belt in every single segment. Same with Raw, same with SmackDown. If you watch Speed, yes, they're Speed champions on Speed. But you know what? When you watch Speed, you're not going to see a bunch of main roster NXT belts on Speed either. So that's the thing. If they want to create belts to send out on the indie scene for the ID program, great. Because the point of the ID program is to get people committed to going to WWE as opposed to AEW. And if the way to do that is to, oh, I will be able to say I'm a WWE champion, I'm going to try and fight for whatever, dude. That's the job of WWE. It's the same job for AEW. They should be recruiting people from the indies. If they can find incentives to do that, more power to them. So that's it.
You think there's people that watch Speed on Speed? It's possible. Here, when it comes to these new belts, and I don't know, are they the Evolve belts? What are they called? What are these two new championships called?
They're just the ID championships.
The ID championships. Okay, cool. Like, they're sending Jack Cartwheel, and I was asking last week, okay, did they rename him? They did. It's Jack Summit instead of Jack Cartwheel. But
Jack goes, Summit?
Jack Summit. But let's say Jack Summit becomes an ID champion.
And you know what's the problem with Jack Summit before we go any further?
Sure.
If I were looking at like a list of names on an indie show and I saw Jack Summit, I'd gloss right over it to see who else was on the show. Whereas knowing nothing about the guy, if I saw that Jack Cartwheel was on the show, it's like I am going to watch this show to see Jack Cartwheel. So this is a step down from his old name.
It's a much more dynamic name, and honestly, the Cartwheel name fit his style really better than Jack Summit, but for me, I'm surprised he wouldn't be 6'8 at Jack Summit, and he's not. Bottom line is, he wins the ID title. He takes it to Game Changer Wrestling, and he's the ID champion. He takes it to these other places, and what it does for WWE and what it does for the ID program is just continue to get its branding out there and make sure that there's a stamp associated with WWE on these independent shows, which is exactly what they want to do. They want to get their tentacles in as deep as possible and basically be the, when people think wrestling, okay, I want to get in the indies to get into whatever. Okay, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to think WWE. So to me, it's just, yes, is it superfluous like a lot of the titles? Sure, but it's a branding thing. And that's, there's been a lot when it comes to promotion, because I heard you and Dave talking about like how people view things. And it's just like sometimes when it comes to promoters promoting, fans get really upset about that, even though they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
This person here says, what if there's a Montreal screw job on the Indies and someone steals the Indies? Ah, man, let me tell you. When I first heard about this idea, it's like, man, we're back to the territories, dude. There's going to be like a touring WWE ID indie champion. And they're going to be like going from promotion to promotion and, you know, defending the title, and whoever's a champion is going to probably put over the local guy to set up a title match. And literally, we're going back to the territorial system with these titles.
Filthy
and then I
Tom
thought
Wall
about
is
it.
Gonna shoot. Yeah.
Like, they'll never let an AEW guy face the ID champion, which is too bad. Because, man, I mean, this could be. This is like one of those things. This is one of those things that, like, at the beginning of the year, we had a prediction show. But, like, nobody predicted this. Can you imagine if at some point in 2025, like, Jack Cartwheel won the ID title, and then, you know, something happened, and somebody wasn't there at the show, and somebody didn't call Adam Pearce or whatever, and they, you know, put some AEW guy in with Jack Cartwheel, and he shot on him and stole the ID title?
Oh, forget
I mean,
about,
man, God.
I don't know. The AEW guy, I guess, sure, but, like, who would that be? I mean, I would rather hear about, like, hey, guess what? We've got you booked against this guy, Matthew Justice. We don't know anything about him, but, you know, make sure that you go over. And then things happen. And at least Jack Hartwell's got some experience. Imagine if they send some kid out there that's barely got any experience that they've signed up and put him in that situation.
All righty. God, I was trying to figure out why my Twitch wasn't working. My subscription expired. Yes, I must subscribe to my own service because we can't give comps.
Hey, you know,
but you know what? I use Amazon Prime every time.
Exactly.
I click that Amazon Prime button and I get a subscription for free. Yeah. All right.
You got it warmed up. We're back.
Lucha Gato here says, the problem with Brian's theory is there will eventually be too many belts per WWE show. When? Hey, you know what? When it happens, we can worry about it then. What are you worrying about it now for? Because right now there's not. So what are we worried about? We're just going to sit here and worry about the future? A predicted future? Lucha Gato sounds like he should win the prediction contest here as a prognosticator. Except he never has. Interesting. All right, we had a bunch of shows this weekend. We had the Collision show in Australia. We had the NXT PLE. And we had Raw on Monday night. And it was a very slow President's Day. There's like no other news except, you know, one of those deals where everyone wants to talk about this or that. Oh, I'm so thankful for this person or that person. So we're going to be recapping some of these events. And we'll also talk about what's coming up over the next couple of days, including NXT tonight, which is the contract signing for the man whose name we cannot mention unless you're a fan, the former Ricky Starks, maybe the future Ricky Starks. So I don't know. Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson versus Sol Ruka and Zarya. This guy goes, you don't worry about the future of our society? When I'm doing this show for an hour, no, I don't. Channing stacks Lorenzo versus Sean Spears. And Jada, Carmen, and Kalani, number one contendership for the NXT North American title. Back in a moment, we'll talk the weekend. Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup. with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yeah, apparently there was a ring gate. So, if you watched the collision show.
Ring gate.
So they had a different ring for collision. And it was funny because, like, the moment the match started, I was like, that's a smaller ring. And then they started wrestling, and I was like, this is a much better ring. Because
it's the worker of a year.
Well, I mean, I was also short. So
you like those
virtually friends. Virtually every ring on the indies is 18 by 18, okay? Virtually every ring. The only ring I was ever in that was 20 by 20 was when I went to Ohio Valley and they had a WWE ring. And it was 20 by 20 and it was freaking gigantic. Absolutely gigantic. And every other ring I ever worked in was like 18 by 18. And WWE has 20 by 20 and AEW has 20 by 20. So they didn't fly a ring or ship it to Australia for one night on a collision. So they got a ring from a local promotion and it was 18 by 18. And it was also very bouncy. I guess I was in Lance's ring as well when I went up to train with him. That was a WWE ring. That was 20 by 20. But anyway, so they rented a ring from a local promotion, and it was 18 by 18 and very bouncy. And that was the other thing. I was like, this ring looks awesome. Like, I'd take bumps in this ring. So then it turns out later, you know, Buddy Matthews tweeted because he lost to Okada, and he also injured his ankle, and he blamed the ring. He said, I there was a board that came up or whatever, and I twisted my ankle, and he cut a promo on the ring. And then, you know, a few other wrestlers started coming forward talking about the ring or whatever. And listen, I wasn't in the ring, okay? I wasn't in it. Maybe it was a crappy ring. I've been in rings where, you know, we joke about how it's like you're walking on a piano. You step on this board, this one pops up. You step on this board, this one pops up, okay? Maybe that happened, all right? But, you know, this kind of became a thing on social media. And it was like, of all of the things to be, do we have nothing to do today?
They didn't.
Ranting and raving and arguing with fans about a ring?
Became experts about rings.
But privately, I did talk to people who were on the show. And they were like, the ring was fine. It was a good ring. I don't know why there's a big thing going on. And, you know?
Because people needed something to complain about. And look, for the next time around, you better ship a ring over there. You knew you were going over there for a year. You could have sent something over there. You could have hooked up something with somebody where they could keep it afterwards at one of these wrestling schools and upgrade one of them. I mean, look at Zarya, look at Rhea Ripley, look at some other people. Australia's got talent there, and it needs to be cultivated. And I'm sure, you know, it's probably a good idea to do that if you're AEW. I just, as far as the outrage of it goes, I mean, if Buddy Matthews got hurt and people, if anybody's complaining about talent-wise, fine. But as far as, like, people, like, breaking down, like, you know, come on. Like, did it really distract and take
away from any
of the wrestling? No, and it didn't.
And
so,
this guy here says, Tony Khan can give out million-dollar contracts like candy but can't pay to have an AEW ring shipped over and kept in Australia. He doesn't need to. Every single solitary person under contract to AEW that has any name whatsoever has worked in every last single type of ring.
You're right.
But
Brian, here's the thing.
Hey, listen, hold on. If five guys in AEW are going to work the Defy show, Tony should not be having to ship an AEW ring there.
Look,
you can
right.
work in another ring. It's fine.
That is when you are going to work a Defy show or you're going to work some of these other shows. Okay, that's fine. Okay, you don't have to ship a thing to San Francisco for West Coast Pro. But this is an AEW show, an AEW production with AEW contracted wrestlers, every single last one of them. And it does make give you pause and make you think for a second that, okay, maybe the old time honored tradition of using the local ring and just renting it, maybe that should go by the wayside and we should actually have our own for the aesthetic, for the safety, for all those sorts of reasons. So I get what you're saying. You're exactly right. But maybe this is a good thing that happened because
listen,
maybe times have changed.
If you want to go to the trouble, whatever. But I mean, Dave didn't even know it was
you're
another
sending
ring.
Your whole set over there.
They have an AEW canvas. They had the AEW.
You're right. It didn't take away from the wrestling. You're
fine.
Exactly right. You're
it
exactly right about that. But
and
for safety purposes.
I think there was a WWE International show where they had to use a local ring. And
yeah.
It was fine. Nobody complained about it. It was all right. I think that we can...
Now, but you will admit that would open up a door. Say Buddy shattered his ankle or something like that. Does it open up a door where
no,
you
they
were
rented
negligent?
The ring.
Okay, fair enough. That
it's
you
AEW's job to put the ring together.
Well, okay.
I mean, that's it.
Fair
so.
Enough.
Can't blame the indie company because you borrowed their ring.
Yeah, I know, but you're setting yourself up for that. You're opening that door for no reason. But you just send your own stuff over.
No, it's fine. Everyone's
Fair
making
enough.
Way too big a deal out of nothing.
Now we're doing it. Damn it.
Exactly. So stop. Now.
Sorry.
The show itself was a very good show. It was funny. The fans were great, and they had a really good time, and the reviews were good. But they were not happy with the way the whole thing came about because Tony always comes out between, the Ring of Honor tapings and the Dynamite tapings. He says hi to the fans and everybody marks out and screams and cheers. This dude came out and they booed. And Dave said it was a mixed reaction. I wasn't there, but the people that emailed me from Australia were this was not a mixed reaction. He was very much caught off guard. But he said, we're coming back. He didn't say when. He didn't say where. But they will return to Australia at some point.
Maybe Sydney.
And there's
maybe
a QR code.
Oh, there's boy.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's everyone's talking about, they should go to a Sydney. Listen, the issue was not, I'm sure to a degree it was where they went.
At least you get a bigger
but the
population.
The bigger issue is there is very little AEW presence in Australia. Very, very little. There's 10,000 people that watch the show every week. So you can run it wherever you want. You're not going to fill a stadium. There's just not enough people watching. It'd be like if you and I went there to try to fill a stadium. It ain't going to happen. And we got a lot of Australians that listen to this show, I hear.
Yeah, we do.
Now, as far as the show itself, we had Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita versus Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay. Great match. And Kenny Omega pinned Takeshita to set up a title match at the pay-per-view. Match was everything you would expect and more. Absolutely great. Fantastic match. And this was the match that followed the NBA what have you. So should have a lot of people that saw it. We'll get those numbers probably any time now. We got them yet? I don't think so.
I'll check.
Then we had Mercedes Moné and Harley Cameron. And I tried to tell you guys, we all knew what was going to happen deep down. We all knew it wasn't going to change.
The doll was going to get over.
So... if you were sad, I don't know what to tell you. But Mercedes won, and to her credit, she did an awesome job with Harley. Harley did a great job. It was the best match of her career. And my only complaint is my complaint for every last single Mercedes match, which is, why are you doing this ugly finish? It looks terrible every time. You have 1,000 moves that look better. What are we doing? But that's what she used. We had Copeland and Jay White versus Moxley and Claudio in a Brisbane brawl. Which, I don't know, brother. The finish of this match was Claudio hitting the neutralizer on Copeland after Marina hit him with the briefcase. Copeland kicked out, But then Moxley put him in a bulldog choke, and Copeland, the challenger for the title at the pay-per-view, was rendered unconscious.
Sure.
No, not sure. Of all the finishes. I was like, what?
I don't know.
Yes. That happened.
It did.
Then we had Okada and Buddy Matthews for the Continental title, which on a scale of 1 to 10, if a normal Okada match in AEW is about a 3 and a Tokyo Dome is about a 10, we got a 6 here. He did not go halfway. He did a little more than halfway. I did laugh when he went for the top rope elbow. He did not jump, nor did he fall. He aggressively stepped off, which is right in the middle, which fans booed because they were like, at least jump. You're in Australia.
That's my move of the year now, is however Okada like decides to take off and land with that elbow, that's my move of the year.
Yes. And then there was a prison lock, which people pop for.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, in AEW, if MJF does a promo, like, they have no problem with him referencing Dustin's little brother, but they would not go near the prison lock. They were just like, we know that, hold! No mention of his wife, anything like that. That was off limits. And then the main event, and by the way, obviously, Okada won. And then the main event was Mariah and Toni Storm, AEW Women's title. All I'm going to say about this is that Tony won the title in a good match with a small package. If I go any further, every nerd is going to come out of the woodwork with cannon. I don't want to deal with it.
Just say Finn.
Tony is your new champion. Very good match. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Yeah.
Hey, come on. Oh my God.
Go ahead.
No, that was a long 2 minutes during that break. Thank God I didn't start talking about this on air. All right, then we had the NXT PLE, which also was an excellent show. We had Fallon Henley and Stephanie Vaquer for the NXT North American Women's title, and Stephanie won. It appears Fallon is on her way to the main roster. It's about time. And Stephanie got the win, which sets up something later on in the show. We had the best thing on the entire show, which was a video where Sol Ruka is trying to turn Zarya into a normal, charismatic human being and is failing. It was awesome. And at the very end of it, the last scene is the two of them, and they both got ice cream, and they're sitting next to each other, and Sol wants to, like, toast with the ice cream, and Zarya's like Brock Lesnar. So she goes, bam, and she just smashes the ice cream on accident. You know who Zarya is? She's Knuckles from the Sonic movie, since I've been watching those with my kids. But anyway, the whole crowd just went, aw, they thought it was so touching. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. They better do another one tonight. Axiom and Nathan Frazier beat Briggs and Inamura for the tag titles. Axiom and Nathan Frazier, my tag team of the year. This was the best match Briggs has ever had.
Yeah.
Inamura has always just looked like a large man.
This is one of the best ones
he's
ever had. He
was freaking awesome in this match. And Axiom and Nathan Frazier retained the titles by the grace of God. This really? Was great. Great! And then the all of those nerds, the bookworm, and their gimmick should be the librarians. The bookworm and his librarians. They attack these two and almost freaking kill them because they're so excited.
What, do you heckle people for not knowing the Dewey Decimal System?
Trick versus Eddie Thorpe in a strap match. The match itself was fine. Like, they strapped each other hard and everything. It was like a fine match. But at the end, they did a spot where Eddie ends up crotching him with the strap. And then he hits him with a big knee and he covers him. And the ref goes, one, two, and he hits that three, and you hear, ah! The fans, they screamed. They absolutely could not believe that Eddie Thorpe beat Trick. They hated Eddie. And, like, they screamed, and, like, dudes in the front row were like, oh, my. Like, they couldn't believe it. It was an incredible finish. And Trick also appears to be on his way to the main roster.
Save Carmelo.
Writing some dudes off this show here. He's not the only one. Yeah. We had Ricky Starks, without saying his own name, vowed to sign his contract on Tuesday. We had Ethan Page versus Javon Evans, which, like, if you don't watch any, you know, NXT, or you showed this to, like, your family, I mean, they would say that probably the Nathan Frazier Axiom match was the best match. But, like, in a lot of ways, this was the best match on the show. It was great. Javon shows up. And he puts in, like, this mouthpiece is, I mean, the size of a brick. He just, dry mouthpiece in, just so you know, he's got a mouthpiece. It's blazing white. I mean, it's impossible to not see it. And he gets in there and he just goes, he runs wild on Ethan to get revenge. And Ethan ends up cutting him off.
Terry Funk ain't waiting for a mouthpiece.
And Ethan, you know, he kicks the leg into the ring post steps deal like he did to Cedric, and he starts working over the leg. But we all know, man, I hope he stays away from the face. So he's working over this leg, and Javon makes his big comeback, and He stomps him on the face, very dramatic, to try to get revenge. Does a big flip dive to the outside. The place is going nuts. He throws the guy into the ring. He goes for that big springboard stunner. And Javon goes, bam! And he punches this guy in the face. And this giant mouthpiece, it's like NASA's, you know, like they, you know, these asteroids they got to monitor. This thing frickin' goes flying out of his mouth. Like, you could see it on Mars, this mouthpiece go flying.
Yes.
And it burns up on the way down, and this guy's dead. And Ethan hits him with his finish, the twist of fate, and he pins him. Javon's got blood coming out everywhere. This was awesome. And I'm a big fan. I'm the biggest fan of Javon. But you know what? It's a great finish. And they're going to bring it back, I'm sure, in some sort of stip match over WrestleMania weekend in front of a way bigger crowd. Javon's going to get his big win and revenge and hopefully end up in the title picture afterwards.
Hey, it's been a great feud, and it's been great for Javon Evans to be able to work with a guy who's so experienced and is so good as Ethan Page is, and doesn't look like Ethan Page is going to be going up to the main roster anytime soon, and that's a good thing because it is guys like Javon Evans that really could use some time like this and be able to work with guys like this, and you don't need a title on the line for it.
Then we had Obafemi, Grayson Waller, Austin Theory. That was a semi-main, and they put on Julia, Roxanne, Corin Bailey last. And on paper, and I said this, the women's match should go on last. It's probably going to be a better match. And, you know, they had a happy ending on that one. But the actual best match of the two was Obafemi, Grayson Waller, and Austin Theory. They had a very good match, told a very good story. Grayson and Theory trying to work together, but you know they deep down both hate each other. And eventually, you know, they had the big breakup deal. Obafemi ends up powerbombing Grayson after Grayson accidentally hit Theory, like actually on accident, even though it was ridiculous, hit him with his finish. And it was very good. And then afterwards, the Bookworms crew attacks Oba because, if you pay attention to the show, which you should, about a month ago, Oba was walking around backstage and that bookworm looked at him and he said, "Someday I'll be challenging for that title." And Oba looked at him like, "That ain't happening, brother. Go read your books." And he walked off and that bookworm didn't forget it. And he got his revenge tonight. And then the main event was the four-way Julia, Roxanne, Cora, and Bailey. I was mortified when they added Cora Jade to this match. As it turns out, she was fine. But Bailey, you know, I don't want to say, like, some people have gone, like, Bailey's totally fallen off. She sucks. That's not true. But what's happened with Bailey is she's literally working every show. She's working Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. And she did that celebrity basketball gimmick. Like, she's just fly, 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 fly. She was not good in this match at all. And in the end, Roxanne was pinned by Julia because Roxanne is now main roster. Julia retained the title, and it ended with a stare down of Julia, Stephanie, and Jordan. So we'll either have a three-way over Mania weekend or like two of them will fight, something or other. But I would bet a three-way. And very good show. Very good show. Then we had Raw. Yeah, we got more, everybody. Did you guys watch Raw?
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was not one of the better Raws. We had a Sammy promo, which was ridiculous because...
Adam Pearce was.
It's just like Sammy wants the match with Kevin at Elimination Chamber, and Adam Pearce is like, "Dude, I can't do it. The doctors won't allow it. You're not cleared. The board doesn't want it. Nobody wants it. It's too dangerous." So Sammy just keeps hounding him. And finally, Pierce is like, "All right, fine, but it's unsanctioned. Anything goes." I'm like, that is the worst decision you could possibly make in this scenario. Not, hey, you know, get cleared for a grappling match, no strikes, you know, whatever. Nope. I'm gonna allow it unsanctioned.
It's a great wrestling tradition.
It is, but it's preposterous. It's absolutely preposterous.
Sure.
Then we had AJ Dem's versus rules. Dom. which AJ won. And then we had another Braun Breaker AJ Styles confrontation. And I'm hoping that one's a Mania match, although it could be Elimination Chamber.
Can I get a three-way match? Three-way match at Mania where Dom wins the belt, please.
You want Dom, yes. Braun, and AJ in a three-way first off?
Yeah. After I didn't think I would want it after seeing it. I am so greatly entertained by all three, and they could make it great. And Dominic coming out of that as a sleaze bag with that.
Weren't you the one just complaining about too many multi-person matches?
Was I? When?
Might have been Lance. Well, or Vinny.
Lance complains about a lot.
Or pretty much everybody. We had Dakota Ivy in a number one contenders match, which was won by Dakota with the go-to kick, which is the dumbest name for a move ever. And next week she challenges for the Intercontinental title against Lyra.
The GTK?
We had a Gunther segment where he vowed, and I quote, at WrestleMania, I will outclass you at sport.
I love it.
That's what Adam Pearce should have signed for that Kevin Owens Sammy match. It's just a grappling match. You must outclass him at sport if you want to win.
Well, let's hope Nick Aldis will step up and do that on the SmackDown side.
And then we had a brawl, the usual. They're going to have to do this for 8 more weeks. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Do we put McAfee back in that mix, too, with Gunther before all is said and done?
I don't know.
Think he attacks him?
We had Penta Pete Dunne, which was a great match. And Ludwig Kaiser was out there, and he distracted Pete, not even on purpose. Pete just got angry he was out there. And then Penta Driver, 1-2-3, and then Kaiser goes after Penta. Pete attacks Kaiser. So another, hey, you want another three-way? Have I got the show for you? We had Roxanne and Raquel in a chamber qualifier, which it was a pretty good match. Roxanne, so apparently during the commercial break, Roxanne did a total heel entrance, yelling at the fans. She won't shake their hands. To come back from commercial, she gets in the ring, total babyface. Works the match as a total babyface. And then Bianca's music hits. They want to beat up Liv and Raquel because not allegedly, there was a video of them in the area when Jade got attacked. So they come out to take out Liv. Roxanne ends up hitting the Pop Rocks, gets the pin. So first night on the main roster, officially, Roxanne qualifies. She's going to the pay-per-view. We had a bunch of segments that aren't that important. New Day promo, which led to a brawl with the LWO because New Day took out Rey. And then, you know who the fastest guy in WWE is? Oh. It ain't Braun Breaker. It's Kofi Kingston. They had a spot at the end where they're outside and Dragon Lee went for a dive. And frickin' Kofi ran so fast, it was a blur. Like, you just see this blur in front of the camera. I was like, what the hell was that? And then they get a long shot, and there's Kofi already at the top of the ramp. That dude sprinted out of there.
Ever since he cut the mustache off, much more aerodynamic.
That was a big mistake, by the way. And I say that as a guy who also shaved his face, and it was a big mistake. That's... big mistake, Kofi.
Looking like a heel. Looking like an 1890s heel, but a heel.
Well, the thing was, no, I think the bigger issue is, like, Kofi was always one of those guys that, like, he looked like he was the same age forever, and he shaved off the mustache, and now he looks like 10 years older. So
Ernie Ladd did that same thing.
Yeah.
Cut his hair, did the same thing.
Grow that thing back. Just trying to help. And then Finn and Seth in a chamber qualifier was the main event, and, like, the last 3-4 minutes was good, but, like, the first 15 minutes of this match, it's like they just had all these ideas that, I don't know, maybe they would have worked in New Japan or something, but, like, this crowd was like, what are you doing? And you got kicked in the gut and you can't get to your feet. Like, they did a liver kick spot. Nobody had any idea what was going on. And anyway, Seth ended up winning, got the pin. He's on his way to the chamber. Finn has failed yet again. Don't listen to Finn. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, it's Tuesday. That means tonight it's the Brian and Vinny and Grady and Craig and Sean show, which also means we get to watch some Mid-South wrestling here tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah. Although I did hear that this was a Mid-South wrestling where they apparently didn't do any, like, wrestling for 30 minutes. That seems unusual.
Well, that might be great depending on who's doing the talking.
It depends.
It's a lot of Cornette and Watts and all that.
Well, there must be follow-up for Watts being killed.
Yes.
So,
Oh, you know what? They may be on the, is it on the trail for Stagger Lee? I don't know. Maybe too early for that.
I cannot believe what's happening to this Twitch chat.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just want to send a shout out to the YouTube chat.
Yeah, what's going on here?
You guys take a hell of a lot of punishment, usually because you deserve to, but you guys have been fantastic today, and apparently people are melting down in the Twitch chat.
I got people here arguing that WWE will push Ricky Starks out of pettiness.
Yes, spite.
Do you realize that one of the biggest things that people complain about with AEW is hiring WWE wrestlers and pushing them above the AEW wrestlers? I could rattle off a list of 50 names. So it's petty that they have hired Ricky Starks and are pushing him in NXT? Both companies do the exact same thing. What is going on in the chat today?
I don't know. If they took Aaron Solo and signed him and then put him on Raw and, like, put him over Roman Reigns and Cody, okay, that would may be some spite. I don't know about pushing Ricky Starks in the same way you pushed Adam Page, or I'm sorry, Ethan Page and Brian Pillman Jr. and guys like that. I mean, just seems like the thing they've been doing.
I cannot wait to talk about Mid-South tonight on the subscriber-only YouTube chat. Join us there, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.